Okay, good morning. Today, the board members, they have a short announcement. First of all, today we have two or three board members here. Unavailable, Dorn's not here, and Bibi Do, she's right now in India, South India. Therefore, Yan and Tarso's here, they're going to be say something here, short terms. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Good morning, everybody. We just have a few short announcements. We wanted to announce the coordinators for His Holiness the Dalai Lama's 2011 visit in May. The people who will be coordinating the visit for us will be Geshe Sotam, Losang Sotam, and it will be Venerable Tenzin Kacho. And our friend Prashant will also be one of the coordinators. And Sandy Manson will be also one of the coordinators for the event. So if you have questions, we're going to be, I'll just go to segue into it. We have handed out a flyer. If you could see some of them on your desk there, that will be needing volunteers to help us with the event. So if you could take a flyer and fill it out for us, that would be really helpful. Let's see. There's a few things that we're adding to the curriculum of Ganan Chartse Tupten Dargyeling, and they'll be posted on the internet, but we're giving a notice about them today. The first thing is that we're going to be doing monthly self-initiation here at Tupten Dargyeling, and this is for people who have completed or have had the initiation and these different practices and have completed the retreat and the fire puja that accompanies it. So this is only for more advanced students. So the self-initiation dates will be for Yamantaka, will be the first one will be this Saturday, our next Saturday, September 25th, and that's for Yamantaka. And then the following month will be for Vajrayogini, Saturday, October 23rd. So once again, this is for people who have completed the initiation, or had taken the initiation and completed the full retreat with fire puja. And then starting next Saturday, September 19th, from 1 to 2 p.m., we will be at the request of His Holiness's private office that the North American Tibetan community do continuous prayer for His Holiness, His Holiness's long life and security. So those prayers will be starting after the teaching next Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m., and we've been asked to recite mantras and report the numbers of the mantras or the prayers by November 15th. And so TASC, the Tibetan Community of Southern California, will join us for these prayer sessions. And Geshe Punso Gelsen has kindly agreed to give the oral transmission of the mantras for Shakyamuni and for Tara. And then also, just so that everyone knows, each week we're Geshe Punso Gelsen is giving commentary from the Lamrim Chenmo. And currently, I believe we're on page 59. We're on the fourth of the six recognitions. So if you bring the text, you're welcome to follow along in English. So that's the Cutler translation of the Lamrim Chenmo. And then finally, we will be having our final Nungne of the year on November 27th through the 29th. So Geshe Punso Gelsen will also be leading us through this Nungne. So if you're available, that's a few days after Thanksgiving to do the Nungne. Those are the dates, so you might want to mark your calendars. Okay, thank you.
Hi. I just wanted to add one last thing to what Tarso said before we start our class, and that is it was brought to our attention that there's been some mistake on the online calendar. And so that has been corrected, and we really apologize if that has caused any inconvenience or there's been any confusion over it. Please be patient with us. We are working on updating our website, so there has been some mistakes, and hopefully you'll forgive us for that. The online calendar, like I said, has been corrected. So I know there was a lot of announcement that Tartso gave and a lot of dates. So if you don't remember, don't worry, because it is on the online calendar. It has been updated. I've also printed out some flyers. I will be putting that in the lobby. So on your way out, feel free to pick up a flyer with all these dates on it. And I'll be sending out the email Google alert to everybody who has already been put on the Google, so that these dates will be reminded again and again. So you don't have to worry if you don't, if you haven't jot down these dates. Don't worry about it; it will be sent out. So that's pretty much it for today. And thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
yes. Oh, yes, I am dying. Oh, and I am dying.
Kawaja the Shira with Dungan to the Sam. New source of Tel Tandu, please, Lord Yet. Tila pa nene simje khenda tila jikpa she, ini ti dunga ti peki tendu samlo je. Ti simje khenda peki sosu nipa mewa tani tiya peki dunga tiya sosu chiku laksam she. Ini tila tene tiya tongji rwa, ini karsa tambi shwe nyum, ta simje tambi dhoba sanje kumwa togu, ti dhoda ini shwe shwe gu wari. Shwe ya tola, ti dhoda ini tiba shimu shwe nyingu yesu, mwene shina ta jeva rup shina, o tindri rup shi, bangan shi yin lo, de kujo, rup che, rwa. Ta kisi tindri ma shun na kanji, ta simje tambi dhoba sanje kumwa, ti shi nyingu yesu, rwa, kanji shang shu simu, pika loka shwa rup gu wari, ta.
So, here at the beginning, regarding of the general motivation, the motivation called bodhicitta. Here, you have to contemplate upon the general suffering of the samsara or the cyclic existence, and also the other the particular sufferings of the samsara or the cyclic existence. And then from that, you wish to liberate from the samsara. Focus on the individual liberations, and after that, you can shape this motivation or the thinking as all sentient beings. They don't want to they don't want sufferings, and what they need is happiness. So, in this way, you can generate the bodhicittas, and also the base open the what we call the wholesome or the sense of the responsibilities for the other sentient beings, and based on this, you can participate this teachings to listen these teachings with that motivations, and also you should have the great motivations or the motivation of the bodhicitta in order to listen the teachings of the Dharma. So however your motivation should be, move your mentality or the state of mind. In short, in order to attend the Buddhahood, with these motivations, you can participate the teachings. Last time we passed here and stopped here, there are six recognitions of how to listen the teachings, and we have already done the three recognitions, and today here we are start from the fourth recognitions, how to listen the Dharma. That is the recognitions of the someone who practices the Dharma. It's like the medicine which cure or recover from their illness. This is one, the fourth recognitions. From here, Krishna will give the oral transmissions, and then we'll explain the teachings.
Tenyo 天一人年纪牛毛病，你那么说一些，你用明白些，用的用的，对这话也明白些，行，给人家把地你的提交，你这边我那里，免得东西也些吧，先把当面上帮些，面上面么上瘾，碰不得冷的，那做就为没动没别嘛哩，没钱把别那把地也那把也提前担保得了，兄弟。 到达上天，我不跟谁呢？光不冷的，我不是聪明些，人不是没聪明，看了人家那些当，俺那都上不去些，娘就也天呢，样样样大么些呢？你不明些，接不到吧？大等你不到大大给你，你说明呢？
现在当中就来讲，理解的他接下来这个怎么着，继续被这个着，明天老百姓也那把大了，没这些送被切入。我再提一下，看你的英国粮食，咱去年啊，这刚刚提要的时候，咱被去开农山，咱头脑就有些的，去年啊，搞不下来，我记得要的吧，我得要的也送过，是吧？ 要的现在，那去年那边个，那点人家不是啷个生意过，底下那个那考古人士，我底已经不是开心，不，对面那那人家不是啷个多的，我没来了，我操！但对人家不是啷个多呀，他们现在不是开始我说呢，做着得了我的感觉，就当都考完级的时候，对面做上面学习错误了的，考都那不行呢，你们别讲的也让上过的是我的感觉，你们得讲先不是同声呢。 一年级不用的，也不要他们不要用过是吧？我现在，俺的你们班的，俺就下这不行呢。所以说，不给，你们这个是那这这几是那刚就不给，单独的不看这都，电话都给你，看着忙的，查这不都忙着不看着忙的，上楼都不当回事，你家家都开始来说说啥过是吧？现在你家家的给，永远都开始用的，永远这个俺早着不的，他做的忙着不，都进行当地的，因为你们先去创新都是用过是吧？
现在底下什么也不管，别个农业刚刚用上个早晚的，你们不修一万的，好管呢？哎，你那点用不了嘛？但你们不要上午的用过的时候，是吧？现在你开始，你原来现在刚刚用过的时候，多少钱不钱？你原来现在用过的时候，你们那现在车子么多的是？我得说的话，现在我们这他那别个农业这不开始原来没得，底下刚刚别做当真给做基本用过的用过是吧？看见他，我那话东西，看见他们这个可得。 被全部看这些呢，可是看大家，因为每个人都不晓得哇，现在每个人都不送在你们工人用过是吧？我现在我第一的说是被拿熊呢，这车门这个熊子呢，这开始熊子，小康就是熊子，开始呢车门这个开始用的，我第一刚刚，哎你，大几年的工人的第三年、第三年这不也是，要第一的呀，工资要不多少呢？ 哎，你牛毛不给，这是我讲的同样的，讲同道理。你们讲同道理，哎，你不给牛毛不要身体，哎，你不给要不接头的了，是吧？其他我们都来的，你们不你那那，对了吧？哎，那牛毛的多要的是来的啥要是吧？来的个每个来那不然，就那边就这个两个人，这边个来提他这个的，哎，那边没么个的，晓得么些？那那晓得么些？过他这个是吧？现在牛毛些的。
哎，那个别你们这边对象，可能跟人家家里你们这边呢，哎，那个用是多少朋友，那个都那么同不来，那么都要么是吧？我那么怎么现在，俺过养家家务是吧？过养家养家都是家，过看别人家家个爹是吧？来，就是那看别人家家个爹个嘛是吧？这小东这边，过小不也不是你们对象，小不也不是过他咱呢，你那过养家来用过要么是吧？现在来的你们你那里，你们的别个可是俺都对家差不下来是。
So here the four recognitions, the recognitions that it's of the practice of Dharma as the cure from illness of the mental afflictions. So this is very so it's we have enjoy or happy to engage to listen to the Dharma, but it's not easy. Easy that's in when we carrying on to the into the practice, and it's very hard. So in order to engage or inspire us in order to practice the Dharma or the teachings, as Gisela mentioned earlier, it's very important to concern on thinking upon the general types of the sufferings in the cycle's existence and the particular types of the dukkha or the sufferings of the samsara. So when we concern about that, then where it comes from? It comes from those delusions. So you have those thing and concern about the faults and mistakes of those mental afflictions or the kalesha. So in this way we can engage to or we can develop interest to carrying those teachings into the practice. So and in the other hand, we have to estimate, we have to calculate and concern about how many sufferings we have in our daily lives and how many happiness we receive in daily lives. So so in this way, when we're thinking about our sufferings and the problems in our daily life, then we may think that those are the faults of the samsara, and it helps or supports engage to practice the dharma. And in the other hand, where those or dukkha or the sufferings of the general samsara, where those comes from. So those comes from the root of the sufferings, what you call the ignorance or the avidya or the marikpa, and also the dandzin or the self-graspings. So those root of delusions, it arises those sufferings, and there are also the other mental afflictions or the secondary afflictions which gives the sufferings or which produces those sufferings. So in this way, we are enjoy or engaged to practice the teachings what we have or listen. So this recognition, the recognition number 4, is very important, because it says not just only listen the Dharma, it's carried into the practice. This recognition is a very most among the 6 recognitions. This recognition is very important. So again, here, what is the principal afflictions of those which gives the samsaric sufferings? The principal mental affliction, what we call the dandzin or the self-graspings. So and then other how when we experience the sufferings in the samsara, those also there are other causes, what we call the 10 non-virtuous actions, which gives also the sufferings. And the 10 non-virtuous actions and the also those other mental afflictions or the kalishas which support to those 10 non-virtuous actions. So whatever we have the problem in this, some we have to sue, and then law case, criminal case, whatever case we have, some people blame to us, and so on. All of those comes from the root delusions or the mental afflictions. So in this way, we can search or discover the faults and mistakes of those mental afflictions and the mental afflictions or the delusions. So those what we call the karma or the cause and effects of the samsara, and in all the non-virtuous actions, the negative actions, and then under it or the ground or the base of it, what we call the delusions. So which are most worse is that the delusions or the mental afflictions or the kalesha, those are the more worse than the non-virtuous actions, because the non-virtuous actions and the negative karma, we can purify those negative actions or the karma. Once we purify, it will not return again. But the mental afflictions or the kalasha, those are not like that. It's not easy to abandon or eliminate the give of those mental afflictions, in particular the root mental afflictions. So However, now, as those the noble beings who has the attend the great statues, or the great grounds, or the bony path, they can apply the antidote to those mental afflictions. But in our state of as the ordinary beings, it's not easy to abandon or eliminate those mental afflictions. Once we have abandoned, then it will come again. Not easy like to purification those negative actions. So, however, we have to concern about that. And then we have to apply the antidote to those delusions and try to defeat them. So, however, the root one, root of the samsaric. Samsaric suffering, what we experience, the root is the those mental afflictions or the kilesha.
Tere jeda yumu tu che adnam re ko dekhe aur kharsa mishi seva ji maji seva ji ke ba yuni pe pe kharsa tema ta ji yuni pe ba che tema ta ji le ja mes to dile de tam jeda yumu tu kharsi hasna ene tambo likbe mega sa men ko le sa va so gres sa sa va tige de ya ju me ma chi ga le ga ni chi gres le di ko no tambo tambo ko no sa ya tambo sa un ri ya ma de ne ba yun ti ji do ye de yo ma res se de ti ka so pe ko a ko de chi de za si da chen de ene ma ri ba de pe ko ye sa wa de de ina ene ni mu che da pe le sa n kur de chi ge yo so de se de ga se de ni mu tu che ya de mo tin de re Setan terwa le ina bende terwa le yena nyumu dab de go non pe bang ta ne le sia ma le jiwo dib jiwo ma rwa sete nyumu yene le ta ni me na ko le sa ba sa do ri ning ba so do ri sete ti se le de nyumu ning tu dang ro do ti le re
Yes. So in the text called the Brahmana Vartika, that's the text about the subject about the valid cognitions. And it says in that text, the it says that the root one is the avidya or the ignorance. So so we are compared with the karma, the action, and its effect, and the in the other hand, what we call the those delusions, such as like the mental, the ignorance, and so on. If someone abandons or they give up those or purifies the negative actions, then it will not give the suffering in next or rebirth and so on. Because of that, we purified it. But delusions are not like that. So delusion is more strong than the negative actions or the karma. So it's the root of those negative actions. It will give it will produce the delusions. Will produce the negative actions again, and then negative actions gives the suffering in the samsara. Therefore it's important to understand that the delusion is more, the mental afflictions are more worse, and we have to eliminate and try to antidote upon those mental afflictions or the root or root causes of the samsara.
There are new mook biggie, Dunga Ganga, United Biggie, Suzuki Dangzina, New Mook, Shunati, there are Karsa, Junju comes to this hero. Kanjit Dungeti of a ding on Tedak, Dagden Delusions, Riva, Jidin Dewachin of a Tedar, Shende Delusions, Oxeta, Dewa Ganga de Pepe, Change in the Yungoris, Riva, Dunga Ganga Ranch in the Yungoris. What is the big young Tarasa, so much of the repair road to wear open, not that said the young China. Kan susah begitu, kuma rezeki kau ini mega saya, kuma kau ada susah rezeki mana ni, susah tu dah ngang ngasin di tu dah kuma kuma orang. Ini cik kamu tu jam tu jam ini, ini susah cik kangen sengen masa pun jauh siapa, kamu susah tu tanda aja mana tu sih di tu dah le, ini kamu tu jam tu jam aja, ini susah susah orang yang tu cemerlang orang tu, orang kat sini ni ni dia yang orang, dia kan tu ngusung tu orang. Sebab dia ngusung dah tu sini dia tu dia ngusung tu orang, dia ni ini cawat begitu. Chimek de duk de dang din de yude ruk duk on nam je ko du da de de yo la
so the in the Bodhisattva Charya Avatara, or the guide to the Bodhisattva way of life, it says, expressed that whatever those happiness in this world, it comes from the righteous actions, and whatever the sufferings and so on, dukkha in this world, it comes from the negative actions, and because of the someone who's searching the individual happiness, and then that's individual happiness, or the self-cherishing thought, it produces those much sufferings, and then whatever happiness in this world it produces and it arises from the cherishing for all those. So, not only just quoted from the guide of the Bodhisattva way of life, in our daily life, if we take the analyze or the investigate upon ourselves, what we have. When we experience the sufferings, and when we have the case, and then these case problems and all the sufferings, those comes from the when we searching and thinking more upon the oneself or individual's happiness, and for this, so however, once again, it says that the cherishing for others is the source of the happiness, and the cherishing for the self is the source of the sufferings. So it also very connected and related with what the Paramana Vartika, or the valid cognitions text, quoted by Geshe-la's. So here, how we have to abandon or give up those delusions and the mental afflictions. Here it gives the example that if someone who has a very bad disease or the illness, and the in order to recover from his or her bad or the very serious illness, he or she has to taking the medicine very properly, and then not once time only, just taking the medicine very continuously, in order to recover from the bad illness. However, day after day, month after month, year after year, he or she has taken the course, the medicine course, in order to recover from until he recovers from his or her illness. Likewise, the someone who are in the samsara, so in order to free from the samsara, when we apply the antidotes of those delusions, not once only, we have to apply or practice the dharma very continuously, day after day, or the month after month, year after year. However, until we eliminated or corrected the delusions, until that we have to practice the teachings what we have listened. And it also refers to the one the Indian master called the Master Chandagami. He gives the example of that illness persons who is a very serious ill with the leprosy. That's an example of the person who are in this in the cycle existence since in the sacred existence who experience those sufferings. So when we are searching all the investigate what are those roots of the illness or the roots of the sufferings, then even we are the Dharma practitioner or the monks, so it's very hard to investigate those the roots, delusions, and so on. Of course, you are not easy to investigate or apply the antidotes of those at the time to time, or not easy to search what are those real roots of the sufferings. But however, we have to carry on those into the practice is important. So here, to take the practice and then apply it towards the antidotes is very important. So here gives the one, Krishna quoted from the one sutra called the Sutra of the Concentration. It says that there is a one doctor and the illness or the illness person or the patient, and the medicines. The patients has consulted the doctor, and the doctor gives the medicines to that illness persons. So in order to recover or healthy again by his disease, he has to taking the proper medicine course, whatever the medicine doctor has prescribed it or given to him. So if he don't take the medicine properly, whatever the doctor has given to him, then he never be free from his or he her serious illness. So like that example, even the Shakyamuni Buddha has given those teachings and the dharmas to the samsara living beings or the dharma listeners, and then dharma it's important from the sides of the listeners. It's important to carry those into the practice. So without the practice, no one can free from the suffering of the sacred existence. Like that, as given the example that if in this person or the patients who won't take their medicines, just bring the medicines, pills, injection, medicine pills from the doctor and just save in the house. And if he or she don't take those medicines, then they will never free from their illness or the disease. So like that example, someone who listened the Dharma many times, and if he don't carry those into the practice or the essential points, then they will never free from the sufferings. So why they don't free from the sufferings? It's the not fault and mistakes of the doctor. Doctor, it's not fault or mistake of the doctor. Doctor has given the prescription and the perfect medicines. Because of that, he or she won't free from the suffering because they just saved and didn't check their medicine properly. Likewise, someone who listened to the Dharma from the Buddha. Buddha has given all those teachings to that illness person or the listeners. If the Dharma listeners don't taking those into the practice, then he or she never free from the suffering or the illness or those mental afflictions. So that's the fault of the listeners.
Someone
who don't practice the Dharma, then they cannot, if they don't apply the antidotes to those mental afflictions or the kalashas, and then those kalasha or the mental afflictions cannot stop. And if we could not eliminate those mental afflictions or the kalasha, then we can the person who cannot attend the arhat or the four destroyer state of the four destroyers. Therefore, it says that even in the example, it says the illness person who is carrying a bag or the sack of the medicine pills. Even he carry those medicine pills back on his or her shoulder. If he don't taking those medicine pills, he or she will never free from her serious illness. Like this example, if someone who don't take the Dharma into the practice, then they will never free from the delusions or the fraud. They will never liberate from the cyclical existence or the samsara. So in the Bodhisattva Charyavatara or the guide to the Bodhisattva way of life, Bodhisattva way of life, it says that the someone who read the medicine book or just read, if you don't take the medicines, then he or she cannot free from the illness. So like that, even the someone who understands those teachings or the who understand those practice, if he or she don't taking those into the practical way, then he or she never be free from the samsara or the cyclical existence. Thus, it's very important to carry those into the practice.
So,
So yes, it's whatever you have listened the teachings of the Buddhas, it's not easy to practice all of those teachings. So, however, as according as the, your mental capacity or the, your faculties, so very important to carry if your mental capacity is not strong, it's a small capacity. So, bring the essence of the practice as according as your ability. So, if you can practice all of those teachings, then that's the best. So, however, it's important to bring or take your share of practice from the listening or the teaching.
Nyamsan madana ini dia cerun menghe di resi wadah wadah di jenis pen nyenggar simbo syakur da cio mambo te da te di sheng wiji dia ingin sama gangga pi pi ini ma cuy sheng di tan di di ngah aku wiji sang tanur ji gangga pi lol syang wiji rup ji tanda laklin ta ya cani men ini di cio mambo te wa tila di ini ini sosok di garo sing kusang a jie jie yang jawa shenda liya ini pe ke chak do dan resim jie yang jawa In his
The listening and the other track is what we call the track of the ethical disciplines. There are two ways. One way of listening, and way of the ethical moral disciplines. So there's the worst one who listen a lot of dharma and never carry those into the practice of the sila or the ethic moral or the morality. So if you don't, so like this, someone who when listen the dharma and then read the dharma, they understand all of those things. Oh, this is such like that practice. This is the importance of that. That if I do this, then there's a effective or result like that. Who understand all of those teachings or the listenings, then. When the field of the practice, then if the someone who has arise or generate those instead generate those in the way of practical, if the someone pride or the arrogance will grow out very strong, and then someone who disrespects to the other people. However, if those the mental afflictions are comes, then the dharma doesn't help to this, those persons. It's important to reduce or the minus our those different types of the delusions when we listen the dharma.
Hmm.
So Dishila said that when we have arise those delusions such like the pride, arrogance, and then disrespect to the other persons, and so those maybe it's dangerous for the person who are more learned upon the in the field of the monastic college, Gishi and so on. It's danger to them, but I don't say in this temple I don't talk about the specific persons, and also some students who are the more senior or listen a lot of Dharma, so those person has more dangers to arise as those types of the different types of other delusions, such like pride, arrogance, and deluded pride and arrogance, and so on. So someone who don't understand about the who don't understand well about the teachings or the listenings, they have more or less dangerous to arise those pride.
Then
So here it says that I mention again that the someone who has listened a lot of Dharma, if he or she, the person number one, don't taking those in the practice, then that's not good persons, or the his listening not goes to the complete listenings. So someone who has less listenings, but the number second, someone who has less listening, but the person taking those into the practice, that's the better than the number one who don't practice. So listen as according as listenings a little, and if it takes whatever he has the listening property or the richness, if he or she carry those into the practice, so this is the better than the number one.
Kaji tewa nyong, tsirun lewa medawa, tine nige chir mejing se, te tuhyu pusum men se, shewa ta tine kaga yunga marwa, tewa zanda maji, en pika langdo zanda, tewa maji no langdo shenya yunga marwa, sheta kol ya gewa jodo yunga zanda yunga marwa, so gewa yunga la ali bishwi langdo shi peyong shi shen, en te langdo shi shen, eno ku gewa yunga urwa, sheta tewa zanda maji ki tige, tine ta tsirun yunga marwa, shewa, shewa.
So, the number third persons, so who don't listen the teachings or the Dharma, so as lacking of his listening, he don't understand what are those the cultivations or what are those abandoned man's. So in the field of that, his ignorance, he don't understand to protect those the ethical morality or the Shila or the Sutin. So that's the no good.
Kaji Monte Teva, the Tidun Labour Donjiva, Tinny Nigay Chirangaking, T. Tushu Pusum Yours, that Teva Mongoshenge, in the Teva Nagin Yams Lange, what did they pay Langan to get that song? Did I shut up Pusum Savoya? What is it? That did Rimba Chisis do? Teva Mongosh Yams and Melanga Chick, Teva Yumushi, the day Yam Lingi Chick.
So the number four, it says that someone who listen a lot, as according as richness of his hearing or listening, if he carries all of his listening into the field of the practice or the practical way, then that person is the very best person, as he is rich of the listening, and then rich in the morality or the Shila or the Sultan. So that one is the best person, what we call the fourth person. So in this the quality or the sutra, it divided the different types of the type of person, the four type of persons, as divided from their skillful or way of how they're listening and the the practice of the ethical disciplines. The one person who listens less and then practice less, and then one person who just listen and then don't carry those into the practice, and then the worst person who never listen, and then because of that lacking of the abandonment and the cultivations, you don't understand those, how to cultivate the virtuous actions and how to abandon those non-virtuous actions. And then fourth person who has a reach of listening and then carry those into the practice. However, in this it divided the four types of the persons as regarding as open the how they listen and then carry those into the practice.
So
here it says the listening and then concentrations, and then other ones. If even he understand the technique of the listenings and then technique of the concentrations and so on, if the person goes to the bad behavior or the unconscientiousness or the impolite. So that type of person who is a very impolite person or the unconsciousness persons, and then the whatever he listen and then concentrations, it cannot benefit to that type of the persons because of the bad behavior. And so it once it says that it's also what we call the obscurations of the Dharma to that person. So this person, and then that person also has the very corruption wisdom or the wrong wisdoms. Even he understands those things, but even he understands what are the benefits of the listening and the concentration and so on. But when the field of the practice or the behavior, lacking of the good behavior, lacking of the good manner or the character, so those are the fault of that person who has obscurations of the Dharma or the teachings. And even though the type of persons don't understand, even those type of persons in daily life, they do the many bad activities or the bad behavior, even then he ignoring often what he doing. In the Kadamba teachings or the traditional way, it says that if someone listen the Dharma, and then if the person keep a gap or distance between the teachings and the individual mental state, if there is a very big gap, then the Dharma won't benefit to those person. As the example of that, between the person and then the Dharma, the gap like such the horse and the person can be replaced in that gap. So that type of persons who cannot bring the essence or the Dharma won't benefit those types of the person. So however, so It's very important to in our daily life to analyze upon our mental states and then behaviors.
Kongshi
Well, some the noble persons or the noble beings indicate or the show the teachings and the way of practice, and then the person who listens, they engage and then practice into the teachings of the Dharma, and they enjoy to friend with the good friends or the spiritual friends, and then develop each other in order to develop all the progress, the Dharma, the progress, the practice of the teachings. Whatever they listen, then the Dharma helps to those other persons. So here the listenings, how can it's what's the perfection of the listening, or what's that is that the someone who listen, then it's arise the contemplations or the wisdom of contemplations, and then from contemplations it carries that level to the practice of the meditations, and from the practice of the meditations what our the final goal in the Buddhism, what we call the full enlightenment or the state of the Buddhahood. So those are the beneficial of the listening the Dharma. So here one in the one the sutra it says that the someone who listens the Dharma and then the forget about the practice or don't keep the mindfulness upon the practice, and the because of that when the time of the death or she or he will regret that I've listened a lot of Dharma but I never practiced those Dharma what I have listened, so that type of person become a regret at time of death, and then grieping at the time of death, worrying about the time of death. So because of that, he or she worry about that because could not carry those into the practice, and in that way, that what about the next rebirth? If someone who don't practice the Dharma well, and then the next rebirth, what we call the rebirth of the lower realms, and then anxiety or worry about I was born in that type of lower rebirth. So from that, they brought arise the worrying and then sufferings. So once here it said that also the someone who talked a lot of talk the Dharma and then interest and engage to explain the Dharma teachings, and if don't carry on those teachings or the explanation into their practice, and it also the similar like
that here. But the chew a mad jigwari so chew a mad budo kazira no diki yonki yonki so saya chi yabura go mar she da ti jaz mana ji she a chi go go jina o chong de sha ya le so da
so someone who interests or very happy to give the explanation of the dharmas, who preach the teachings or the explanations, and then if the person don't practice the dharma, and then the example of that, if there is one chicks, the chicks, and then the mother bird, the mother bird bring the insects from the different place, and then when it bring that insect and give that insect or the worm to the small chicks in the nest, and all the time she bring that insect or the worms from the place and then give to the chicks. So she never eat any worm or the insects. So like that example, someone who just taught a Dharma without the practice is like that example. So once it's there is a one who is a very one person who is a very rich person and has many possessions or the materials in the kingdom or the palace, and the other person who is a who is the one who is a very poor or the beggar, and then the beggar may explain, and then he can talk that oh, he has such and such the property and jewels and so on. So if some person asks you that poor person, do you have any of them, and he answered that oh, I don't have nothing, so those are his property. And likewise, preacher or the teacher, when the explanation about the teachings, and then he might say that those are the qualities of the Shakyamuni Buddha. Buddha has such and such qualities of his body, his speech, and so on. So, realizations he has gained. So once the one person, if the third person, another person asks you, the teacher, that, oh, do you have such a quality, and then so on, then if he might answer that, oh, I don't have any things, I don't have any realizations, those are the qualities of the Buddhas, and then this goes to like the example of the poor persons. So in the other ways, and then when the when in the stage of the dance, the dancer dance very well, and then someone who watching audience, who watch the dance very well, but just they're watching the dance towards them, but they don't understand how to dance. It's like they're just watching the dance, but they don't have the qualification of how to dance and so on. So like that, some person who preach or explain the Dharma teachings, without the realizations, it's like that. Buddha has such and such qualities, but he or she don't have.
So the
sugar cane tree and then the its bark, or the its bark. So someone who just digests or taking the not essence of the sugar cane, just taking the bark of that sugar cane tree, it's like this is the example of that someone who just taught the Dharma and then don't carry under the practice. And it's also the example of that someone who listens the Dharma but don't carry into the practice. It's like that. So in the other way, it says that in order to taste the real taste of the sugar cane, you have to bite inside the sugar cane bark, essence of the sugar cane, nutrition from the sugar cane tree inside it, not just a bark. So like that, someone who listened the Dharma, or someone who has heard the Dharma or the teachings, and it's important to carry those into the practice. So however, it gives the energy to that persons who bring the real nutrition from the sugar cane. So like that example, someone who just hearing and then who heard the Dharma, and if he or she carry those into the practice, then the realizations will arise to those persons. So like that therefore, the intelligent person or the talented person who has a good wisdom, so if who has a good wisdom, and then the person should be practice and carry those, bring the practical way or bring the practice of the teachings or the Dharma, like that person who bring the essence from the sugar cans. Today we just today Yushala explain from those among those six recognition how to listen the teachings. Here we already finished the number fourth recognitions, and then next Sunday we will continue upon the recognitions of the next two recognitions, and we will stop here this Sunday. And if you have some questions, then you may ask.
Thank you. Geshe-la, I understand there are particular purification practices that we've been taught here, and they're virtuous actions, obviously. But are all virtuous actions purifications?
All virtuous action or non-virtuous, right? Non-virtuous action can purification, right?
Are all virtuous actions forms of purification, or is that just something that brings you good karma, or does it purify bad karmas?
So we can confess or purify those negative actions or negative karma, non-virtuous action, but unless when we analyze upon the virtuous actions, so there's no need to purify those virtuous actions, because of that the virtuous actions or the positive karma, it gives the happiness to us, so we want happiness. So, but we have to protect those the virtuous action or the positive karma, because of that they are the enemy which destroy our virtuous action and the positive karma, such like what we call the hostility or the anger, kongto, those can destroy our virtuous actions. So we have to pay attention to those anger, hostility, in order to protect our virtuous actions. Explain more. Yes. So if further explanation about that, so if we purify our negative action or the negative karma, once we purify it, then we become very happy, because there won't be suffering in the future, because we purify or clean up those non-righteous actions. So on the other hand, what we call the righteous actions or the positive karma, we need happiness in our next rebirth, and then future good rebirth. We need the happiness, and we need the result of that. So if once when we arise the anger or the hostility, which can destroy that virtuous action, the positive karma, then we lose our future happiness or the peace, fullness, because we lose our virtuous actions.
Her question was, do virtuous actions purify negativities by
The
virtuous action can destroy or can damage or can purify those non-righteous actions. So in the in the way how we do the purification method is that also the Yeshua told that the wisdom which realizes the emptiness too. That also the implement to purify our negative actions. And also there is one other purification method, what we call the reciting, the recitation of the 35 Buddha's names, or those also virtues can destroy our non-virtuous action and the negative karma. Okay, thank you, Anina. Yes, please keep the mic to him.
When you talk about the listening and practice, how is that related to the Shravakas or the Shravakayanas, or is there a relationship to that?
So I don't understand your this where my direct answer or not, Geshe-las, but you're asking about the Shravaka, right?
And the
relation between the Shravaka, listening, and the practice.
Yeah.
So Geshe-la explained about the what is the meaning of what is the just general meaning of the Shravaka, what we call in Tibetan we call Nyetu or the listener. So his name is a listener, Shravaka. Because why? Because he listened the whole noble teachings of the Mahayana, the great vehicle teachings. The person who is listener and then he don't carry those in, those into the practice. But here what we talking about just before, we're talking about the listening and then practice, and then this the all the way how to explain the listener. Shravaka explained what's the Shravaka is a listener who don't practice the Mahayana teachings, who don't practice the great vehicle, Bodhisattva practice. That what we call in Shravaka, Pratyeka Buddha, and then the Buddha, right? So here what we call the Geshe-la's explanation about the listening or the hearing, who are the listener, and then if the, okay. So is okay for you or no? If not clear, then you ask again. We have to make more clear, right? Yeah. Yeah.
About his question about the Shravaka, so I just want him to explain me if I'm wrong or right. So the Shravaka is a state of the process of if it is a process, because it, if the Shravaka is a listener, we should be a listener in such a state to appreciate the Mahayana?
Were you asking question or you just explain him?
I'm asking a question.
Yeah, please, again, yeah. I thought you just explained, yeah.
No.
You're asking, yeah. Yes.
My question is if the Shravaka to become a listener is a process that we need to reach in order to understand Mahayana.
Is it necessary? Is it a necessity to understand
the Mahayana. So when we observe and the purpose of the Shravaka or the listener, in Tibet, listener, the Shravaka, so their purpose is just moksha, or the spiritual freedom is their proper, their individual freedom is their purpose. So, but they know there might be know about the teachings or the path of Mahayana, and then if they listen, then they don't talk to the other persons. So they have no ability to practice the Mahayana teachings. It's all of their capacity. Their most interest focus on the individual liberation. So they try to attain that goal or the liberations. Therefore, they don't practice the Mahayana teachings or the great vehicle teachings. They don't practice.
It's like two different interpretations, you know, because the Shravakas are called listeners, but it doesn't really apply to this teaching here. Teaching really, you know, it's like they have their own teachings too. So if they don't practice what they've in their teachings, then they're just like what this text is saying. So Geshe-la was saying, you know, it's kind of like two different angles here. One, the Sravakas just have the title of listeners, but it doesn't really apply to this particular teaching.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So there's no real relationship between this teaching and the Sravaka?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, if you have a doubt, you have to open it, okay. Yeah, nice. Okay, thank you, Anil.
Ranjaya gave the Sarah Dinru, the Okoto gave the Doyan Doran.
Son, O the 17 masters and adepts, Nagarjuna and Asanga, and so on, O Dipamkara, as well as Sovereign Father Tsongkhapa, gloriously appear here today to grant auspiciousness. On the great path leading to the heart of enlightenment, you've traversed by means of the perfect threefold discipline and have enhanced ever higher the realizations of enlightened qualities. O glorious Guru, we offer our supplications at your feet. Pray return gloriously to propagate the teachings of Lobsang by tying well the sash of monastic disciplinary precepts and generating the altruistic intention to free all beings. Engage in the tantric yogas of the two stages. Think of the unbearable pain of the sentient beings who are enveloped in the forces of five degenerations, and to open wide the lotus grove of the Buddha's teaching. May your reincarnation appear soon as a source of merit for us. And then this one. O infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you are the embodiment of uncontaminated and immutable great bliss. Kindly pour on us now your blessings, rains of nectar from the great clouds of your pervasive, pure, and bright wisdom and compassion to eliminate our distress. We pray to you, an incomparable great hero who has perfectly realized within his mind the threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching, he who has raised a parasol of Dharma in hundreds of directions. Your body is a sun of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden it's set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dharma and sentient beings. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as a supreme spiritual guide, a treasure house of the immense teaching of Buddha, a voice that eloquently elucidates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as the great Dharma King, who will be known in all directions for smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasonings. Please return soon just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure, enthusiastic minds. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication. In regards to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossomed lotus that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa,
by the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of dependent arising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of our pure thoughts and devotion, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled.
Nam mô vô biên chư Phật chư Bồ Tát, các ngài thị hiện bát nhã báu thân của chân đại lạc bất biến trong ngần, xin trải từ tâm ân cần phù hộ mưa thánh thủy từ mây đại độ, đủ huệ bi tịnh phổ rạng người, tận diệt thống khổ tức thời, niệm danh ngài bậc đại hùng vô sánh, đã hoàn toàn chứng pháp tánh nơi tâm, ba tạng giới luật cốt tủy uyên thâm của đại thừa Như Lai truyền giáo, ngài nâng cao lộng vòng pháp bảo, chăm hướng vươn lan tỏa muôn phương, báu thân ngài cho nhòa phẩm hạnh, sao bỗng nhiên nhập cảnh biết chi, ngài từng trước Phật thể nghi, hứa luôn hoằng pháp làm vì độ sanh, nay ngài hẳn không đành bỏ nguyện, tùy phước đệ tử mà ngài hiện thế, lý nhân duyên chẳng thể nghĩ bàn, xin mau hóa sanh thành ánh đạo vàng, từ bi mãi chẳng bỏ đàn bơ vơ, xin mau trở lại là đại đạo sư, như kho tàng chứa kinh thư vô lượng, lời tuyên giảng soi đường pháp bảo, khế căn cơ thiện xảo độ sanh, xin mau trở lại là đại pháp vương, lừng danh kim cổ mười phương tán đồng, phá tan núi mị pháp lồng tà kín, tam đoạn luật xét nghiến sấm vang, xin mau trở lại như thân đời trước, đắc ngũ minh kiến thức uyên thâm, biện tài vô ngại lý giải pháp ông, học giả khẩu phục hằng tâm, thiện giả cảm nhận hồng ân nước lòng, xin mau trở lại là bậc đạo sư, thiên thư thông thái mẫn từ tận tâm, chánh kiến định mạng chuyên cần, ươm sen hé nhụy hương lân pháp đàn, của tông khách ba ý ngọc lời vàng, do thần lực tam bảo liên ứng, do thần lực duyên khởi tương ưng, với tánh không bất nhị bất trùng, do tâm lực trí thành cùng kính ngưỡng, xin cho sở nguyện chúng đệ tử được tức thời viên mãn.
Hello? Hello? Thank you. I just want to say that if you have not received the volunteer sheet and you would like to volunteer, there's more sheets in the front where the prayer books are. You can hand them to either me or Pam, who's standing over there in the back. Thank you, Pam. And also for the dates, if you don't remember the dates, there's flyers in the lobby on the way out. You can grab some flyers that has all the dates listed that we had announced earlier this morning. And if you have any questions or you know, anything you want to discuss, feel free to talk to me. I'll be here after class and teachings. Robin, Geshe Lobsang Sultram, we're happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you.